Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge. Fill up my
cup, mazel tov. It is 12:10. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning, WGN. We'll shut it down. Interesting dialogue in the last hour. And then we'll do it again. Interesting thoughts and opinions. On the text line, fairly even split of people who agree with me that there needs to be accountability on both sides of the racial problems that we're having in America. That it's not just a one-sided issue. Many of you, I cannot believe how racist some of you are who have no problem expressing your complete hatred toward black people. It's just amazing to me, really. But I guess you're entitled to hate anybody that you want to. Those of you who are calling, texting, there have been a few of you that say, that I am so anti-police. You're just dead wrong. If it's anti-police to say that bad apples need to be weeded out, then I guess I'm anti-police, because that's really all I'm saying. If there are bad apples, then they need to be weeded out. Policemen doing their job that I would never want to have. I would never be able to do. I'm not qualified. I don't have the demeanor for it. But if there are bad apples, then those need to be weeded out. I can't even believe that anybody would say, yeah, we need to keep those bad apples in there. So that's all I'm saying. Think whatever you want. Call me anti-police if you want. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. But this is what it evolves into. This is why nothing gets done, because all the name calling and the horrendous racism, I'm telling you, horrendous racism that gets in the middle of all this. And that's why none of this ever gets solved. So an interesting sociological experiment of call me up and tell me solutions and, responses like, and I quote, send all those ends back to where they came from is your solution. Very evolved of you. It's, we're going to just, maybe in the most awkward transition of the century, move on to talking about the movie Ghostbusters. I saw the movie the last couple of days. I was in Los Angeles, and I got a chance to get an early screening of it, and I liked the movie. The movie is, I think, very unfairly being trashed on the internet, even before people have seen it. For the past month or so, people have been trashing the movie and saying that it's garbage and that it's anti-male, that it's not women that are doing nothing but bashing men. It's nothing like that. I don't even know how people come up with some of these things, having not seen the movie. The movie is not that at all. It's a reverent tribute to the original movie. It's very extremely respectful of the original movie. There are lots of cameos in it from people who were in the original movie. And, the premise is there is a group of people who study paranormal activity, who go hunting ghosts in New York City. And those people are Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live, and Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live. They hire as their secretary Chris Hemsworth, which is pretty funny because, and he is a complete ditz, a gorgeous, hunky male who is a complete idiot, that we've seen in gender reversal in 100 other movies where it's, the gorgeous secretary who is the complete ditz to a bunch of guys. This is, kind of a reversal. And if anything, he's a little bit worshipped by them all. I mean, they all sort of have a crush on him. And he's hilariously funny in the movie, by the way. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was exciting. The special effects were fun. There are a few problems. It's not a perfect movie. There are a few little, problems with the story, occasionally meandering. It wouldn't have hurt the movie to tighten it up just a little bit. But overall, I was very entertained. I'm going to, on Friday when I review it officially, I'm going to wind up giving it a Dean's List B. I think it's entertaining. I think you're going to enjoy it. And here's the other thing. Some people have been texting in when they're not calling me nasty names on the text line. They're texting in and asking, Ken, is this an all-ages movie? And yes, it pretty much is. There's a tiny bit of mild vulgarity in it, no F-bombs, but a tiny bit of vulgarity, but that's about it. Is it too scary for kids? You know your kids better than I do, and you know what they can take. I don't think that the scariness factor is really much different than it was in the first Ghostbusters movie. So overall, positive review on this. I liked it. Lucky enough to sit down with our old pal Melissa McCarthy.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
The very familiar theme song from Ray Parker Jr., the theme song from the original Ghostbusters movie from 1984. Yes, the song is used in the new movie. It is there. This original version is used in the movie. They have a slightly more updated version that they do use as well. There are actually a couple of tunes in the soundtrack of this new movie that I think are really fun, really exceptional. One of the things that I liked about the new movie, and I love the cast. I'm a huge fan of everyone involved. Leslie Jones, who you know from Saturday Night Live, one of the standout new cast members, is pretty funny in the movie, and wait till you hear my interview with her and Kate McKinnon. They were together when I interviewed them. Absolutely hilarious. We'll share that with you next week. We talked with the director, Paul Feig, as well. He's the director that brought us Bridesmaid. He brought us The Heat with Melissa McCarthy. He does a lot of films with Melissa McCarthy, almost all home runs. I think that he had a real sense of responsibility in this, of kind of staying true and delivering something for fans of this movie, and you know, the people for which the original Ghostbusters movie is extremely meaningful, and furthering the story and making it something new and original. And I think overall he accomplishes that. Kristen Wiig, always hilarious. I'm a huge fan of hers. Unfortunately, she was sick. We were supposed to interview her, and she wasn't feeling well that day, so we weren't able to talk to her. But we did sit down and talk with Chicago's own, the pride of Plainfield, as I like to call her, Melissa McCarthy, talking about the movie. And one of the things we talked about was this overwhelming reaction on the internet negatively to a movie that people hadn't even seen yet. Have you ever seen like such a reaction to a film before anyone has actually seen it?
No, not to a film that I can recall. But I think there's lots of, I think it's a very small amount of people that make a lot of noise. And I think, at least for my own sanity and being the mom of two girls, I have to think that when someone just wants to kind of put hate and put such negative stuff out into the world, not based on anything, I have to wish that they get happier, that they maybe get help, get out in the world,
right.
Pick a hobby,
do something.
Get a charity, get out of your mom's basement, whatever it is.
Do something, go see this movie, it'll cheer them up.
First see the movie.
Seriously.
It's made with so much love, it's made with so much joy. It's supposed to be a fun movie that lets you, what I love about movies is like, you just want to go to the theater and you want to have fun and you want to forget your troubles and forget all the craziness of the world. And I think that's kind of an amazing thing to be able to do and
right.
to be the audience or to be able to get to be a part of working on it. And I really think, it's like, it's entertainment. Like the goal is to just kind of give people a good time. And I think we've gotten into a weird world where the sniping at things has become kind of an event. And I hope that becomes passe.
It's like one of the downsides of the internet, right? I mean, there's so many great things,
truly.
But it's like all this craziness that...
But there was also, when we were filming it, none of that stuff was a part of our day-to-day life. The thing we were constantly looking at, Paul was constantly getting photos and letters and notes and like fan work. And it was somebody had made an Ecto in Detroit. Somebody had made, there was, you know, three kids in Kentucky that had all made their own proton packs. They were, that's the stuff that we were constantly getting. So it's like during the whole filming, we were like, it was just fun to watch all of that stuff. Unfortunately, you don't hear about any of the good stuff.
But. Yeah. How fun was it to work with this, with the other Ghostbusters and Chris and Hemsworth? Shockingly, hilariously
funny.
In this.
And so, I mean, first of all, it was, if that's my, I mean, that being called a job is like a ridiculous thing. That was, it was hard and long and so fun and so ridiculous, and we ruined so many takes. I can't even, the fact that Paul had anything to kind of cobble a movie together, I mean, it really was. Like, I'm not a big breaker because I know once I go, it's tricky to get it back. I was not great in this one. I just kept blowing it. I mean, everybody. And Chris coming in, I knew he was going to be great. I'd heard nothing but nice stuff about him. I knew he was a good actor. I did not expect him to be that kind of funny. And that's like you're a nerd who's been on a comedy circuit for 25 years. You're not also playing Thor.
Yeah.
It was a weird, and his improvising was incredible. Like, there's so much footage of all of us during that interview scene, just fully crying, like laughing until we were literally destroying our makeup. And like, he couldn't get it back, and it was just like crazy stuff off the top of his head. We were dying.
Yeah, I really had fun watching. It was so much fun.
I'm so glad.
I can only imagine.
It was kind of a revelation to see him. But you know, I just saw him in Vacation.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I was like, he really is like an honest to God, super funny guy.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, truly one of the highlights of this movie. It's a small part that he has as the male ditzy secretary to the four women, the four Ghostbusters. But every scene that he is in is hilariously funny. He's in the credits. They gratuitously put him in the credits dancing without a shirt on as a little treat for the ladies, you know, for whoever's interested, I guess, to enjoy. It's pretty funny. Ghostbusters, Dean's List B, overall really enjoyable. I really liked it. And we'll show this interview, the interview that you just heard with Melissa McCarthy. We'll have it on the WGN TV Morning News. You've got to see how great she looks. She, you know, just looks fantastic. Continues the diet plan that she's on, continuing the exercise plan that she's on, and is looking fantastic. So we'll be talking more about Ghostbusters this week. Also, by the way, on the WGN TV Morning News this coming week, we will be talking with Breaking Bad's Bryan Cranston. He's got a new movie called The Infiltrator that is coming out this week, so we're going to share that with you as well. And then get this, what we'll have on future shows. Next week we'll have some Ghostbusters interviews, but there is a remake coming up of the old Pete's Dragon. Remember that from, what year was Pete's? Bennett, look that up and see what year the original Pete's Dragon. I want to say 1975. I could be 100% wrong with that. I don't, what year was it? 77. So Disney has remade this film. I've seen about 10 or 15 minutes of footage, not the whole movie, just a little bit of footage, just to see how they've created the dragon, just to see the technology really is so amazing now. And they can do anything at the movies these days, right? And they have in this movie. And there is a young man who plays Pete in the movie, the little kids in the movie. And the grandpa to Pete is played by the legendary Robert Redford, who I will sit down with this week and talk one-on-one with Robert Redford. I'm super excited about that. We'll talk about the movie. We'll talk about his career. He's been involved in a number of Chicago projects. We'll cover all that. But if not next week, probably the week after, I think we'll have the Robert Redford interview. Also, this coming week, I'm going to sit down and talk with the entire cast of the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond. Some huge movies that are coming up. Suicide Squad, I am so looking forward to. It looks so fantastic in the trailers and the commercials. So we'll sit down and talk with the cast of Suicide Squad. So we've got some super A-listers coming up next couple of weeks here on the Sunday Morning Show and also on the WGN TV Morning News.